Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know if there are, what do you get for radio, not Emmys?
Marconis?
Do they give Marconis for edited rejoins? Because if so,
nailed it.
I mean, just mail the trophy now. Send it to Stiz now. I mean, that was tremendous. And feel free if you want to send the text line 617-779-7937. If you like a little play on words, and the former Patriots Football Weekly headline writer in me loves to play with words, send those in now. Sturm warning, Sturm brewing. Perfect Sturm. Let's start with Perfect Sturm, because I actually think that's why he's the head coach of the Bruins. I think it's a perfect Sturm.
Really?
He played for the Bruins.
Okay.
He was willing to take the job, which comes with certain ties to listening to Sweeney and Neely as they tell you basically what the hell you're going to do as the head coach of the Boston Bruins. He probably took whatever they were willing to pay him. Craig Breslow, we've made the discussion point about Craig Breslow, and the Red Sox got turned down a lot before they hired Craig Breslow. That doesn't mean it's not going to work. I mean, I think sometimes the last-ditch candidate works. We'll see with Craig Breslow.
It's going so great with the Red Sox right now.
How about the Patriots when they interviewed 13 offensive coordinators and hired the 14th, I believe, or 12 and then hired the 13th? Something like a baker's dozen, a dozen there. We're not going to quibble over one. How'd that work out with Alex Van Pelt?
Went great. I mean, Drake May seemed to be happy with his experience, but the rest of the offense was abysmal.
Okay.
Bad talent, but
so are those signs that this style of hire, which led to one that Bruins fans aren't exactly jazzed up about. I'm not saying they hate it. Doesn't seem like anybody hates it or loves it. Everybody's like, they got a coach now.
Well, I feel like Bruins fans feel bad for hating it because you're hating a former player coming back to Boston. And that just, as a foundational element, there's a little bit of rah-rah about it. I think this is, of the candidates we talked about a day or two ago, this is the one that gives you the best short-term PR bump. Because you could say Marco's coming home. Which one? What do we got?
Sturm donor. That's a good one that I didn't even go down that whole line of thinking.
We got a clubhouse leader.
Yeah, well done, 603. Well, I don't know if we can say that other one. That's getting a little graphic with that line of thinking. But Dan Ball, you're the hockey guy. You're the puckhead here on WEEI Afternoons. And Bruins fans, you can join the conversation. 617-779-7937. How do we feel, about Marco Sturm being the head coach of the Bruins, or at least just having a head coach as you get to day 50 or whatever the hell it was without one 7 weeks into being a rudderless ship? How do we feel like the trade went? Because we often do this with trades, so let's do it now. You traded Jim Montgomery for Marco Sturm.
You downgraded, like was the case in the original Marco Sturm trade, so you might as well complete that circle and downgrade again.
I don't care for your tone, so you don't like this hire.
No. Here, I'll start.
If you don't like it.
I'll do what any good therapist does. I'll start positive.
They have a coach.
Yes. This is over. I was sick of talking about them not having a coach. They were the last team at the table without one because the Penguins hired one yesterday. Nobody took from any of your finalists, which is maybe more of an indictment on your finalists than anything else.
Okay.
he does have a good resume. He did a really nice job in the AHL with the Kings. He went through a very traditional path.
The Ontario Reign.
He worked at the national level with the German national team, then was an assistant coach with the Kings, then a head coach in the AHL, and now he's a head coach in the NHL. So a very traditional path. He was not just given this job because he's a former Bruin. But I can't look at this hire and say, this is the guy that's going to be the architect of the next great era of Bruins hockey. And I feel bad for him because a lot of that isn't his fault. It's a roster thing, which is a Sweeney and Neely issue. But for me, I see a three-year path here. I don't know if this is the long-term solution, and I'm sick of short-term solutions with this group.
And my first question is, reading some of the stories, the reactions, everybody, you know, Fluto's posting one, Scott McLaughlin's posting one, reading some of the stories, he is a good communicator with players, especially young players.
Right.
Is that what this team needs?
Yes, 1,000%
it
does.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Because I'd actually like somebody who might get the most out of, I don't know, Zadorov, Lindholm, Swayman, those guys who are multi-year or more. McAvoy. I almost said McDavid. That'd be nice if we were looking for a coach to get the most out of
McDavid. Did you watch the game last night? How good is he?
He's tremendous. I told you, it seems like cheating. He seems like he moves like the speed with a, you know, you do a podcast, I want to get through this quick, I do the 1.5.
Yeah.
He's at 1.5, everybody else on the ice.
Yep.
But then also skilled. You know, you have some players in all sports, they look like they're at 1.5, but then they kind of get ahead of themselves.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to be faster than everybody, but also smoother than everybody.
Right.
Or like because you watch that, the way that game unfolded, that's as pretty as you can get. Whatever the Bruins were to start last season, remember when it seemed like they were always like a half step behind everything?
Playing in cement. Yeah.
Edmonton to close out that game, that was just like boom, 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 over. The Panthers were the team that was a little half step behind, getting
right.
overly aggressive.
Which is what that kind of speed can do. It was such a grim reminder that this Bruins group is
not
eons behind an actual Stanley Cup champion.
And so my question with Sturm is he going to work in or reconfigure or figure out or what? So Pasta's on his own island. Like Pasta's sort of the Devers, right? Like you keep doing what you do. We'll work everything around you. But everybody else, McAvoy needs to be better, in my opinion. Before he got hurt, he wasn't that good.
Right.
He wasn't living up to his salary. Certainly the goalie was not living up to his salary.
Certainly.
Lindholm, not living up to his salary.
Right.
Zadorov, not living up to his salary. So how is he going to manage those guys as a communicator? Because I think they are every bit as important or more important than dealing with young guys. Like, sure, maybe he'll deal with the number 7 overall pick in 2 years. I don't know. But he's also going to deal with those guys, and that's a more pressing issue.
Which leads me to the conclusion that I think it's unfair to grade this hire until we know who else he's surrounding himself with.
Okay.
There are a number of former head coaches and experienced coaches that are still on the market that you could theoretically bring in as an assistant coach on either side of the puck, which is it's not an uncommon thing to do. It's something the Patriots should have done last year. They surrounded a rookie head coach with rookies on both sides of the football, and it failed. So if you surround your rookie head coach with experience on both sides of the puck, that gives you a better chance to work with your veterans. But the reason why I like to hear that Sturm is a good communicator with younger players and has a background in the AHL the last couple of years, so he's been working with modern era young players, you're going through a retool that could very quickly become a full-on rebuild. So you have to try to maximize Fraser Minton and Matt Patra and Fabian Lysell and Mason Lauri, and even to an extent, a guy like Swayman, who is a quote-unquote veteran, comparatively speaking, but still relatively young just in age.
Yeah, screw that. He's not young.
No, but I mean,
he's a veteran.
But you still
he makes $8 million a year.
But
get your
you still
ass out
work
there
with
and be
guys
good.
That have you've worked with guys that are in that age range. I know that's a stretch of a point, but you have to try to maximize.
Appreciate
some
you
of,
admitting it.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm trying to make chicken salad out of chicken. You know what? Because this
okay.
is because at its core for me, it's uninspired. It's another former Bruin, and it tells me that Neely and Sweeney aren't being pressed to change the way that they go about building a roster and doing anything else in terms of development.
So my whole theory when I was being optimistic, Andy, I'm not today because I don't. This is uninspiring is a great way to describe this hire. My whole optimistic Andy theory on the Boston Bruins was you have the 7th pick in the draft to which you could pick or you could make a trade, use that as an asset. You have $29 million, I believe it is, in
yep.
cap space
yep.
to spend. You acquired some guys that I think in those deals when you kind of tore it down could help you. You have a star goalie, a star scorer, a star defenseman. Like you could turn it around quickly. Like, we may get to later, ESPN is ranking the teams that could go worst to first. Like, if I had the Bruins in some sort of, like, miss the playoff, make the playoff ranking, I think you can convince yourself they should be higher on that list.
Yeah.
But is this the coach to do that? A first-time head coach in the National Hockey League? Is that the guy you want to do that? Does he marry up with that roster vision that I had at one point that maybe I'm wrong? Maybe it is going to be more young guys. Maybe it is going to be draft and develop with these picks they've gotten, which to me is weird because balancing that out with McAvoy and Swayman and the Pasta, I don't know. That doesn't really jive together. And then I throw him in that mix and I'm like, yeah, he's never coached in the NHL before. It'll be fine.
I don't think he gives you the best chance to do what you're saying, to because there's really no excuse you shouldn't be at least a wild card contender next year. The East isn't very good. The West is loaded right now.
Plus, Swayman found a new human being at the world whatever
thing. He's a new guy. He's a new man.
New guy.
New lease on life.
New AI. Reprogrammed himself.
I don't think of the finalists that we talked about a couple days ago that he gives you the best chance to do that. I would also say that this year's free agent class is pretty poor, especially compared to next year. So I think there is actually a lot of value in let's take our lumps, let's save our assets this year, and let's go back in because a guy like, I'm pretty sure McDavid is needs a new contract, and Cale Makar needs a new contract out in Colorado. Like, there are some big names in a year's time that maybe you could actually load up for, to where there might be a little bit of value playing these young guys. It's not an A, it's not an F. It's somewhere in the C range, and it doesn't give me any more hope than I had yesterday for this team being a playoff team.
And it falls in line with those who have a negative view of Neely's a player and he's a made man. Sweeney is Neely's guy, and we just bring in ex-Bruins, and that's what. And it's not even a sexy ex-Bruin, right? Like, if Zdeno Chara, and I don't mean sexy in the form of how attractive he is.
Hey,
he seems like a very nice man. Yeah. I'm saying the hire. If you just said Zdeno Chara is the new head coach of the Boston Bruins, that's a sexy hire.
Yeah.
I don't know if it works. I don't know if it works at all, but that's a sexy hire.
Yeah, but can you imagine being on the bench and turning around and seeing all 6'9" of Chara behind you?
Well, they usually stand, right? But he could just stand on the flats.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Surface. He wouldn't even stand above all
even
the players.
Even still, I'd turn around and go, oh, God, okay, I got to work harder this shift.
I certainly would. Yeah. That man, when I saw him on skates, like tallest human being I've ever seen.
And now he's a marathon runner.
Yeah.
Some people are just unfair.
Oh, I've always put him, Tom Brady got way more credit than he should for being great into his 40s.
Yeah.
And Zdeno Chara didn't get enough.
Nope.
The guy runs the marathons. He rides the Tour de France. He's a Hall of Fame defenseman in the NHL playing into his 40s. He has all, and Tom Brady just stands in the pocket where no one can touch me, goes like this and throws the ball every once in a while. Like, Zdeno Chara was the great 40-something athlete of this generation.
Yes.
I don't know how we got there, but up next, our poll of the day. So you don't really like the hire. You don't dislike it. You don't like it. Great radio take. Great way to step up here. No, you don't like it. You don't dislike it.
Do you want
it.
Me to pick a side?
Yes.
Dislike.
Okay. Hate it.
Hate it. It's going to keep me up at night.
Okay, this is the poll I placed on at Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons. Bruins fans, what do you think of the Marco Sturm hire? I'll tell you how you voted next. And let's be honest, It's not very scintillating, the vote. So that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.